good to see you. Some that are still on their way to camp, some that are still on their way from their rooms to here. But I know there's a lot of things happening, getting settled in, and exciting time following the conference last week, the Chinese conference. Now we get to be the first, I guess, English-speaking conference going into the new season. And so we're looking forward to what God has in store for us for these 2 weeks, however long you might be here, and throughout the rest of the summer. So we want to come tonight with expectation and faith and look to the Lord as we begin. Father, thank you. You have been preparing this place. You've been preparing our hearts for what you desire to do tonight and through these next days, weeks, and months. Lord, you have ordained this time for each of us. And Lord, I pray that you would help us not to miss opportunity, but Lord, that we would come with desirous hearts, Lord, hungry and thirsty for you. Lord, that we would not be satisfied with crumbs, but Lord, that you would put, as you put out a feast before us, that we would dine, that we would eat and drink, Lord, to full satisfaction. And so we ask, Lord, even as we come now, maybe with distractions, maybe weariness, maybe still our minds back and forth between what we didn't finish at home and what needs to start here. But Lord, that you'd settle our hearts now, that even in this night we would find rest in you, that your presence would overshadow us, Lord Jesus, that we would meet with you in a special way, Lord, as we come. And so, Lord, we give you our cares, we give you our burdens, Lord, needs that are represented in this room. Lord, we ask that you would come now and speak victory, speak life, O God. Bring healing, Lord, bring miracles, bring deliverance, dear God, for everything we have need, Lord, you are more than enough. And so help us to rest in that tonight, to cast our cares upon you, and to fully turn our eyes upon Jesus. Lord, we love you, we praise you. We ask this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. And would you turn in your red hymnals to number 18?
I just want to thank the Lord again that I could be here another season. He's been so faithful to me, and I thank Him.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our sister Elsie.
Yes.
We thank you for the way you have strengthened her year
yes,
by
Lord.
Year, day by day.
Yes,
we pray that you would bless her this season
yes,
in a special way,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
We thank you that we can rely on
Praise
you when we are inspired by your things in the life of sister Elsie.
Yes,
in all matters, in all respects. And so we look to you,
Jesus,
Lord, for great things
Jesus, yes,
this
Lord.
Season, as
yes,
we've prayed
Lord.
Before. We pray that you will meet needs,
Jesus,
whatever they are, Lord.
Jesus,
untangled
Jesus,
situations
Jesus,
of life
Jesus,
that people may come with, even the little kids
yes,
that have problems
yes,
that we can't even imagine. But you know
yes,
all about it, Lord.
Jesus,
and so we bring every individual that steps on these grounds, we bring them to you, Lord. And we trust that you will guide them and help
yes,
them
Lord.
As the good shepherd.
Yes.
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.